The topic that I want to cover today is the inner sanctuary. And what I want to do is talk about it a little bit, talk about our fall program starting, and then I want you to experience it. Because this series is going to be more about experiencing it and practical how-tos that you need to practice. So I'm going to talk about it, and then we're going to practice it. But how do I get from where I am to where I want to be? Good question, right? This is the book you've been waiting for. This is the book that provides an answer to the question, how do I get from where I am to where I want to be? This is the book that finally addresses the question, and how does the world? That was written by Neil Donald Walsh, and he's the author of the Conversation with God books. And he wrote the foreword to the book that we're using for our fall program, Emergence, The Shift from Ego to Essence, written by Barbara Marks Hubbard. Neil Donald Walsh goes on to say, this book lays out a roadmap to not only a better tomorrow, but also a better here and now. He goes on to say this makes it both conceptually stimulating and imminently practical. In other words, it's the kind of book you want to get excited about, and it's the kind of book you can use. And so this is the book we're using with our fall program. Our fall program starts today. We're going to be studying this book, Emergence, The Shift from Ego to Essence by Barbara Marks Hubbard, for the next 7 weeks. And this is a guidebook to experiencing our higher self. You know, and I chose this book because it's not an intellectual study about how to get there. You can pick up lots of those books. But this book gives you practical, step-by-step instructions for your own emergence and the emergence of the human race. And so that's why I chose this book. So are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready to emerge as your higher self? Yeah. This is going to be I'm so excited about this book. I'm so excited about this 7-week study because it really is. It's a journey of transformation that we're making together. And, you know, it will be what it is. And it will be whatever you choose it to be. You know, how much you get out of this journey and this time of spiritual growth all depends on what you give into it, what you give to it. And the practice, if you do the practices, if you do the exercises that the book suggests, the practices that I have in the study guide. You know, if you do that, this can be one of the most grandest human experiences you'll ever have. Now, for the next 7 weeks, I'm going to be speaking on a different theme that is based on the reading that has been assigned to you. So in your bulletin, in the center panel of your bulletin, there's a little grid. It tells you the weeks, tells you the themes, it tells you the reading. And so I really encourage you to take that home, you know, or get download a study guide, and that's in there too. But do your reading. And then during the week, starting tomorrow night, we have spiritual connection groups. We have about 100 people signed up for these spiritual connection groups. They'll be studying this material deeper and also supporting each other in prayer. And if you did not sign up for a spiritual connection group, the online registration is closed. But Bill will be here after the service, and there are some spots available in some of the groups. So, you know, he can help you try to find a group to get into. There's a study guide that you can go to the website and you can download it. There's a link in the weekly e-newsletter to it as well. If you don't have access to a computer, we have some copies out in the atrium. You can pick one up. But get the study guide because the most important thing is your insights and your experiences. And that's going to bring a great richness to your spiritual connection group. You know, you need to be ahead in your reading. You have to kind of be a week ahead. You know, you're almost a little late if you haven't started. I hope you have. I've been trying to say, start reading, start practicing. And because when you go into your spiritual connection groups, you need that practice so that you can have a meaningful conversation. And if you just weren't able to join a spiritual connection group this time, that's okay. Get the book and make sure the book is 2012 revised updated version or else the page numbers are not going to be the same. So get a book, download a study guide, do it on your own, do it as a self-study. Find a friend, do it with a friend. But again, if you want to get in a group, there's a few more spots and Bill can help you find a group. But we were really fortunate and very privileged a couple of weeks ago to have Barbara Marks Hubbard here at Unity of Bellevue. And so she kind of kicked off our fall program. We got to hear her story firsthand. She is a philosopher, futurist, author, international speaker, and you know, she's just a breathtaking visionary. Whose insights absolutely, you know, just captivate and excite and astonish the human heart. And she has a way of seeing our unlimited human potential and calling us forth to step into and experiencing our own divine nature. And Barbara writes in Emergence, "The evolutionary process is an evolutionary path leading to the development of ourselves as more co-creative, universal humans." She goes on to say 10 progressive steps guide us from within to make the fundamental shift of identity from ego to essence. Our true nature, from ego to essence, from our egoic separate local self to our essential spiritual self, our true nature. And so how exciting. 7 weeks we get to really unfold into our essential self leading up to Birth 2012, which is the theme of our fall program, and leading up to December 22nd, which Barbara calls a planetary birthday celebration. Because she's got this movement going that the Unity movement is kind of joined up with, because we have a Unity Birth 2012 as well. And we have joined with Barbara to really affirm, and her vision is a planetary shift in consciousness. And just, you know, December 22nd is just that birthday, that day that's been designated. Let's all focus and shift. And she said it's humanity's great shift to the age of conscious evolution. And so let's begin our journey. In Emergence, Barbara says that we are experiencing right now in the world the greatest wake-up call humanity has ever had. I mean, just look at the newspaper. Look at the news. Do you guys think something's happening in the world today trying to get our attention? And so she believes that we're at this threshold of entering an age of conscious evolution that we are conscious participants in. And I love it. She claims that crises precede transformation and that our problems are evolutionary drivers. You know, if you were here for her talk, and that's not what we're going to be talking about in this series, but if you were here for her lesson, she talked about the whole spiral and how the whole, you know, from cells to be, you know, living animals and humans, and I mean, it's a whole evolutionary spiral, and we take a jump to the next level when there's a crisis. And metaphorically speaking, she says, our crisis is a birth. Our crisis is our birth. Potentially the birth of a more evolved human, a universal human, one capable of co-creating a new planetary civilization and eventually a universal humanity. Isn't that exciting? You know, we're on this cusp of being conscious co-creators, evolutionary creators, co-creators. And, and yet you might ask, what the heck is a universal human? Now, that might be a totally new term to you, and you're going, you know, what does that mean? Well, I'm glad you asked, because Barbara says it's one connected through the heart to the whole of life. It's a person awakening. And I think everybody sitting in this place is awakening. You've had that moment of there's something more. But a person awakening from within by deep desire, heart's desires to express and to give his or her gifts to the world. A universal human is attracted to the future, progressing toward the unknown, imbued with a mysterious sense of what's emerging, seeking to join with others to co-create a new and a better world. You know, that's you and me. We're awakening to something new within us. You know, we're desiring and yearning to give our gifts to evolve and heal the world. You know, we're desiring to have that knowing of oneness. And so, but first we've got to develop new capacities, right? We don't know how to do this. We have to develop new capacities of being and relating to each other. And this is where what the emergence process is all about. Barbara compares it to a biological birth. And she says that the first stage is conception. You know, and she said it can happen to us at any age. And it's marked by awakenings and insights and intuitive flashes and a spiritual experience that lifts us out of our normal everyday life. And once we have that experience, we can never go back to our old negative limited self. The second stage is what she calls gestation. You've had this awakening and you know that there's something more, and you begin to seek that something more in life. You go to classes, you read books, you pray, you meditate, you evolve consciously, you know, in consciousness, and you begin searching. And you're no longer comfortable with your current lifestyle or mindset or relationships or even religion. And you begin to feel this stirring of something new within you. And then we come to that moment of birth. The third stage, Barbara says, is birthing ourselves toward a universal humanhood. We're no longer satisfied with seeking answers outside of us. And we know that whatever we're seeking is within me. And we begin to shift from looking to a power outside of ourselves to knowing that the higher power lives within. And the fourth stage then is infancy. And this is where the emergence training begins. You know, and this is where we are here in unity, is that we've all had an awakening. I'm sure each one of us could tell a story of a spiritual awakening, or you wouldn't be here. Because you're searching. You're looking for that something more. You're looking to go deeper. You're looking to be a co-creator with other universal humans and begin to move toward a better world. And you know and you sense that there's a higher power that is within you. And so we're attracted to our essential self. We're attracted to that. We realize that our identity, you know, our new identity is merging, you know, as our true self and our essential divine self. Now, there's childhood and youth, but we're going to get to those over the next few weeks. But we start the journey here at infancy. You know, and so today what I want to do is I want to take a look at our theme for the day, which is the inner sanctuary. And the inner sanctuary is that place within us, that sacred space that lifts us out of our daily life. You know, the inner sanctuary is that place within where we know our new identity as that true self, as that essential self. And by creating the inner sanctuary, we're actually creating a safe place. We're creating a place where we feel protected and we feel secure and not distracted by, you know, the hurryings and the busyness of our own and the demands of our own self, as well as the demands of other people. It's that place where we can go to be silent and alone, and we all crave it. We all crave it. And so we create this inner sanctuary not only within us, but we create it around us. You know, we light candles, we have music playing. But the most important thing is peace and quiet. You know, we listen to the inner voice, that inner sanctuary. You know, it's a time set outside of time to be in that inner sanctuary. You know, especially if we think we don't have enough time. Have you ever been there? That you just don't have enough time. You know, and especially, you know, I don't know about you, but I have had from time to time very loud complaints from my ego. Saying, you don't have the time to sit down and be quiet. You have so much to do, you'll never get it done. Have you ever had that inner voice yelling at you? You can't do that, you don't have time. Well, The problem is that when I live in the outer world, I never feel like I have enough time. Anybody relate to that? And when the amazing thing is that when I take the time and make the time to sit in that inner sanctuary, I always have enough time. I always get done what I have to get done, and I get it done with ease and grace without the chaos around me. And so it is so important. And in unity, we call this experience the silence. That time, that place where we quiet the mind, we still it, and we know that there is this awareness that all of our questions are answered. And we awaken to our true self, our divine self, our essential self. And we move beyond any intellectual mind, and we actually begin to move into that realm of spiritual knowing where we know that we know that we know. And we come out of that silence with a sense of power and a knowing. Now, how do we get to the silence? Well, Jesus told us how. He said, simply go into your room. This is the preamble to the Lord's Prayer, which is the instruction for meditation. He said, go into your room, your inner sanctuary, shut the door, you know, do away with distractions, pray to your Father. And Father here, he's just setting up a relationship. The divine is to you like a father. It's that kind of a close, loving relationship. And pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And so it's going into that inner room, that inner sanctuary, and it's sitting in the silence. And what Jesus is pointing to here is you must get to that still point, that secret place within. The silence is the most profoundly wonderful experience you could ever have, but it takes practice. It takes getting used to. A lot of people, they sit down, and what happens? The monkeys start chattering. The Buddhists call it monkey mind. And everything that you need to do, you know, for the next 20 years comes up. And it does not want to let you be still or silent. So it takes practice. It takes getting comfortable with. But once you get there, your life will be changed at depth. Charles Fillmore, our co-founder of Unity, in Revealing Word, which is Unity's kind of metaphysical dictionary of terms, he said this. He said, the silence is a state of consciousness entered into for the purpose of putting one in touch with divine mind. And that's our goal, is to be in sync with the Christ mind or divine mind, so that the soul may listen to that still, small voice. And so the silence or the inner sanctuary, that's where we get our guidance. Now, the essential self is guiding you all the time. We just don't take time to be still enough to listen or be quiet enough to hear it. And so to experience this inner voice, to experience this emergence process, I really encourage you to create an inner sanctuary. Create that place within yourself internally and externally. As I mentioned before, you can have flowers and candles burning. You can put some incense on, you know, create an altar, have a place that you sit in when you meditate, so that when you go there, your body and your mind go, we're meditating now. And so create something very special for yourself. And then, you know, what you want to do, though, is you want to focus your awareness on this divine presence. And that's where the emergence process is cultivated. And you must put this purpose first. There's nothing more important than sitting in a silence. Put this purpose first. And during the day, if you find that you're getting really scattered and pulled off center and you're beginning to lose that connection, just stop. Take a few deep breaths. Breathe into your heart and just awaken to that connection again. Some people will actually set their watches, if you have an alarm, to go off every hour, just as a reminder. Stop. Am I connected? Check in. You'll find your day will go so much smoother and so much easier All the decisions will be made. Information will come to you. Whatever you need will be there if you keep that connection. And so it's crucial that you make this a priority to really focus on your essential self and to shift from the ego outer world to the inner world of your divine essence. And get a journal. This time is going to be very rich, and that's one of the practices that Barbara suggests in the book Emergence, is to get a journal and begin to let that inner voice, that essential self, speak through you. Let the words just flow and awaken that, to that deeper expectancy and that inner connection that is within. There's an old Chinese saying that if a person be absolutely quiet, the heavenly heart will manifest itself. If a person be absolutely quiet, the heavenly heart will manifest itself. So let's put this ancient truth to the test. And let's begin to feel and experience that inner self, that inner sanctuary. And it won't come by talking about it. It will come by waiting. And it's not enough to talk about it. You've got to experience the silence and that inner sanctuary within. And so I invite you to begin to get comfortable and preparing our outer sanctuary. As I mentioned, you can have a candle burning. You can have flowers around. You can have music gently playing. So just I invite you to close your eyes and find that comfortable place where you can relax and let go as we move into our inner sanctuary now within, to the depths of our being. Love is there. Peace is there. Truth is there. And God is there in the silence. And so for the next several minutes, let us experience this presence in the silence, in the inner sanctuary. Let us dip down deep into the well within, feeling God's love and peace. And so simply sit relaxed and quiet, enjoying your own inner peace, and feeling centered and calm. And have one desire, to know God, to feel God's presence, and allow yourself to be touched and enfolded by this love so deep. And a simple technique is to quiet the mind is, as you inhale, silently say the words peace. And on the exhalation, be still. Just breathe normally, but affirm silently on the breath. Peace as you inhale. Be still as you exhale. Peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. Inhale and exhale. And allow this to lead you more and more deeply into God's presence at the center of your being, where you are in God and God is in you. No separation. Just center your attention in God. And if you become aware of any thoughts or images, simply return to peace. Be still. Letting it lead you deeper and deeper within. And so in this moment, seek God with all your heart. Be still. Center yourself in oneness with God. Rest in the inner sanctuary. Touch the stillness. As we rest in the silence. The presence of God is always with you. Wherever you are, God is. And so I now invite you to return to this moment in time, to this place filled with light, filled with peace, with the stillness of the silence. And we acknowledge your presence with us always, sweet Spirit. Thank you for your infinite love, your peace in our lives, for your healing presence in the silence. There is a light, there is peace, there is a stillness and grace, there is God's love in the silence, in the inner sanctuary. And for this we are grateful. We let it be, and so it is. Amen.